New South Wales is again in the grip of a bushfire crisis, with homes possibly destroyed overnight. The fires stretch from the New South Wales south coast north to the Queensland border. Firefighters have had an exhausting night battling erratic and fast-moving blazes, particularly on Sydney's northwest and southwest outskirts and on the south coast. Sarah Sedgie reports.
As the bushfire crisis continues, firefighters are bracing for another challenging day. Rob Rogers is the Deputy Commissioner of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service.
96 fires, six of those fires are now at watch and act, but we're expecting with today's conditions that those fires will again likely reach emergency warning level, or certainly some of them, and we're in for another tough day.
Last night, three firefighters were injured battling a fire in Sydney's southwest and were airlifted to hospital for treatment for minor burns. Seven fires were burning at emergency level across New South Wales last night, and it's not yet known the damage those fires have caused to property.
I think firefighters did some incredible saves last night on properties, and I think some of the vision has shown that, but unfortunately we probably have lost homes yesterday, so we've just got to work out how many homes were lost.
Residents are once again waking up to smoke haze. Ariana Tomlinson lives in the Lower Hunter region of New South Wales.
It's very dark, actually. I went to work yesterday, driving home from work yesterday at 4:30. It should be bright daylight. Everyone's driving with their headlights on because it's just the smoke is so thick. We're not exercising any of the horses at the moment. We've got a lot of the wildlife coming up out of the bush at the moment and coming up higher to try and get water out of our bathtubs that we've put through all the paddocks, trying to get water up. So it's just like my husband's, he's struggling with his asthma. So we've got extra sets of Ventolin around now. He's travelling with Ventolin in his car.
Many schools and childcare centres have kept children indoors. Given the severity of the conditions, Professor Peter Sly says it's a wise precaution. Professor Sly is the director of the Children's Health and Environment Program at the University of Queensland.
The health implications for children in particular are irritation of their lungs and their nose and their eyes. So the smoke contains very small particles which cause irritation, but it also contains chemicals which have been formed in the combustion process, and these are all irritant. All children are vulnerable, but the asthmatic children are more vulnerable, or children with other lung diseases are more vulnerable as well.
The ongoing fire emergency extends to other states as firefighters there brace for difficult days ahead. In Queensland's Darling Downs, residents have been allowed back home after evacuating earlier in the week, and firefighters are working to strengthen containment lines around the fire. Back in the New South Wales Lower Hunter, Ariana Tomlinson is safe for now, but taking precautions.
It's very daunting when you're on a rural property. I have friends coming up and down the Central Coast and they're like, oh, you know, I can't get home. And I'm like, yeah, but you're not at risk of actually losing properties. And it's brings you down to earth how fickle it is. And, you know, you want to help everyone you can and try and get, you know, we are safe still here at the moment. But it's not far to travel for the fire to actually get to us.
New South Wales Lower Hunter resident Ariana Tomlinson, ending that report from Sarah Sedgie.